感谢主保守我们大家能够很平安的在主的跟前。
Thank the Lord that we can all be at peace in the Lord's presence.
无论今天早晨在这里一同聚会的弟兄姊妹，或者在家中聚会的弟兄姊妹。
Whether we are meeting here in person or you're meeting at home virtually.
我们满心的感谢主。
We are have a heart full of thanksgiving.
让我们能够存着一个感恩的心一同在这里敬拜他。
And may we preserve a heart of thanksgiving and within us as we worship him.
弟兄姊妹都知道现在这个全世界这个疫情啊并没有减退啊。
We know that this pandemic, has not reduced.
这个变化还是非常的大。
And it is still pushing forward with strength.
那么我最近呢我就重新回头啊把把启示录再仔细的看一下。
And recently I've been, looking at Revelation.
因为这卷书呢是特别讲到末后时代的光景。
Because the book of Revelation speaks specifically to the end times.
当我读的时候我里面实在是非常的受警惕啊。
And as I was reading it, I was, very convicted.
如果按照主的话来说
According to the word of God,
这个末后的时代在地上神要审判这个罪恶的世界
that in the end times, God is going to judge the earth.
那么这个灾祸会越来越厉害
and the tribulations that we see will increase.
我们知道启示录告诉我们有七印
We know that, in Revelation, it speaks of seven seals.
那么有七号。
And there's seven horns.
有七个碗。
And seven bowls.
那我们知道呢一个比一个更厉害。
And we know that with each number, it increases in strength.
所以弟兄姊妹我们要相信神的话。
So brothers and sisters, we need to believe in the word of God.
虽然全世界的人都在焦虑的等待，希望这个疫情赶快过去。
As the whole world is waiting in anticipation that this pandemic would be over.
但是我们作为神的儿女
，But as children of God,
我们要明白神的作为。
We need to believe in the works of God.
很可能这个灾祸是一个比一个更厉害的。
It might be that all of the tribulations that we're seeing will increase in intensity.
当然我们知道这是神为着他的儿子回来预备道路的。
And we know that this is the pathway in which God prepares the way for his children.
神要审判这个仇敌和罪恶世界中所有一切败坏的事物。
That God is judging all the works of Satan and all the evil in the world.
我们作为神的儿女，我们不需要害怕。
As children of God, we don't need to be afraid.
不过呢，我们需要有敬畏主的心。
But we need to have a heart of reverence.
所以在这不多的时间里面
，So in the short time that we have,
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
要尽量不做得罪神的事情。
We need to watch ourselves that we will not commit sin before the Lord.
这个灾祸所有的难处不会临到你的。
And if so, then the tribulation will not come upon you because you are a child of God.
所以今天早晨在开头的时候，我愿意还是有一点话和弟兄姊妹相互勉励。
So I just wanted to start off with a few words of encouragement.
我们确实是生活在一个末后的时代。
Truth be told, we are living in the end times.
天使已经大声地宣告说，没有时日了。
And the angels are crying out to us saying that there's no more time.
所以我们感谢主让我们还有这样机会可以同聚在他的跟前。
So we thank God that we still have this opportunity to gather before him.
我们真的非常的珍惜每一个聚会。
May we treasure and not take for granted every church meeting that we have.
那么今天早晨呢
So this morning,
我要继续我过去所交通的
I'm going to continue onthe topic that I've been preaching on in the past.
神在末世希望我们所有神的儿女们 都能做一个好仆人。
That in these end times, it is God's desire that we are all good servants of His.
因为这个跟进天国有非常大的关系。
Because this has a direct correlation to us entering into the kingdom.
我们讲过，我们如何能做一个好仆人呢？
So how can we be a good servant?
啊，我们从使徒保罗的经历里面，那么。
And we can explain this using the example of the Apostle Paul.
做好仆人至少有两件事情需要注意的。
That there are two things we need to pay attention to in being a good
servant. 一个就是要认识你的主人。
The first one is that we need to know who our master is.
要认识神。
We need to know God.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
保罗问说，我当做什么？
Paul asks God, Lord, what shall I do?
那么我们知道使徒保罗是头一个世纪在教会中成好仆人的一个榜样。
And we know that Paul in the first century was the first example of being a good servant.
我已经和弟兄姊妹们讲到认识主人就认识神的很多方面。
And I've already mentioned many points on what it means to know God.
啊，我们最后集中在认识神的一个作为上。
And in the latter half, we focused on knowing the ways of God.
认识他的法则。
Knowing His ways, His methods.
我们就说认识他做工的一个风格。
And to know the style in which He works in.
我已经讲过了，一共讲过21个点。
And I've already spoken on 21 points.
那么今天早晨呢，我们再加三个点。
And this morning I have another 3 points to add.
那么请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
Please turn with me to the Word of God.
我们先看诗篇。
Let's first turn to the book of Psalm.
诗篇138篇。
Psalm 138.
第五节。
Psalm 138, verse 5.
这是大卫的诗。
And this is the Psalm of David.
说他们要歌颂耶和华的作为，因耶和华大有荣耀。
And they will sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord.
啊，你看在英文里这个作为啊，原文就是 ways。就是神的法则。
So pay attention to the word, the ways of the Lord.
神的作风，神的风格。
His method and the style of the Lord.
所以我们，大卫说我们要歌颂耶和华的做事的方法。
And David says, I will sing of the ways of the Lord.
那么今天早晨呢，我和弟兄姊妹要讲的三个点。
And this morning, the 3 points that I want to bring up.
啊，那么第一个点呢，就讲到神是一个乐意给的神。
And the first point is that our God is a God who loves giving.
啊，我们的神啊，他做事的风格，他喜欢给。
And the style in which God works is that He loves giving.
啊，那么第二个点呢，他不仅给，他是分赐啊，他愿意把他的好处分给别人，分赐。
And the second point is that God is a God who not only gives, but distributes, equally.
那么第三个点呢，我们要交通到他喜欢跟我们来分享。
And the third point is that our God is a God who likes to share.
在中文圣经翻译你有份 partakers, 我们有份这个。
And it can be also synonymous to the word being partakers.
啊，我想我们先看这个头一个点啊。
And so let's take a look at the first point.
那么我们有一些经文需要读一下。
Are many scriptures I'd like to bring up.
啊，请弟兄姊妹打开罗马书。
Please turn with me to Romans.
罗马书第八章。
Romans 8.
罗马书第八章第三十二节。
Romans 8, verse 32.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also, with him freely give us all things.
这里说神不仅给,
here it not only says that God gave, but it said he freely gave.
Yeah. 然后我们看提摩太前书,
then let's look at 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书,
1 Timothy
第六章,
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第十七节,
verse 17.
你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。Command
those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but put their hope in God, who richly provides or richly gives, in certain English translations.
他不仅白白赐给我们,
he not only gives it to us freely,
丰丰富富的赐给我们,
but he richly gives.
啊, 然后我们看弟兄姊妹很熟悉的约翰福音3章16节,
and then let's look at a verse that we're all familiar with, John 3:16.
这个大家都会背的,
and this is a verse that everyone can memorize.
这里说神爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们,
for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
这里告诉我们说呢, 神不仅白白的赐给丰富的给, 甚至到一个地步,
and it not only speaks that he freely gave us and richly gave us, but he gave us to gave to the point where he gave his only begotten son to us.
啊, 我们再看一节圣经,
another verse.
使徒行传,
Acts.
使徒行传25章, 20章, sorry.
Acts chapter 20.
20章,
Acts chapter 20.
那么35节, 对不起啊, 20章, 使徒行传20章35节,
verse 35.
我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当既这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人，又纪念主耶稣的话说，施比受更为有福。
In everything I showed you that by working hard in this way, you must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
这是保罗听见主的话,
and this is Paul hearing the words of Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive.
啊, 那么我们最后呢,
and lastly, we'll look at Luke.
路加福音,
Luke.
第六章,
Luke chapter 6.
第38节。你们要给人，就必有给你们的，并且用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们怀里，因为你们用什么量器给人，也必用什么量器给你们。
Give and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return.
弟兄姊妹, 我们知道我们的神是拥有整个宇宙的神。 哎呦,整个宇宙, whole universe.
We know that our God has the whole universe at his disposal.
他的丰富,你是没有办法来
and you can't measure the abundance of God.
但是神有一个心,
but God has a heart to want to give.
我想你从圣经里面可以看见很多的经文提到这件事情。
I think in the Bible we'll see many verses on this.
这是我们神的一个作风, 祂喜欢给。
And this is one of the ways of God, is that he gives.
啊, 那么当然只有神的丰富是 无穷尽的给不完的,
and only God is one who can give without limits.
但是他呢, 愿意给,
and he's also willing to give.
并且他愿意白白的给,
and he's willing to give freely.
他不需要你回报,
he doesn't need you to give,
并且他是丰丰富富的给,
and he gives richly.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
在圣经里面我们晓得
in the Bible we can see,
从旧约神就已经把这个 心意表明出来
from the Old Testament God has already given his heart,
将来我们每一个神的儿女
and later on every child of God,
我们将来都会得着产业
we will all have an inheritance,
神有那么多的丰富但是他这些丰富呢愿意分给他所有的儿女
God is such an abundant God, but he wants to give his abundance to his children.
每一个弟兄姊妹所得着的都是最好的东西
and everything that we have been given by the Lord is always the best.
大卫在诗篇十六篇里面告诉我们
Psalm 16 tells us,
他说呢神所用神量给我的产业实在是美好坐落在佳美之处
and he says that the portion of my inheritance that the Lord has given to me has been measured with using the measure line is in pleasant places.
神不也仅愿意给神也把最好的给我们
and he not only gives but he gives the best to us.
当然了今天这个外面物质的东西
and of course the material world
再怎么好有天也慢慢的就变不好
regardless of how good it is one day it will become
神在永远里面给我们的
corroded but what God has given us in eternity
那个是不会朽坏的
that is something that will not corrode
当然我们知道今天神这给我们是在他儿子里面给我们的
and what God has given us today is he has given to us in his son
所以约翰到晚年时候写约翰福音的时候
so John in his latter years wrote
他里面看见一件事情
and he saw something
神把他的儿子给我们
God has given us his son
他用了这么一个形容甚至神还是甚至将他的儿子赐给他
and his only begotten son
弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters
那就是说呢当他把他的儿子给我们的时候他就把一切的丰盛都给了我们
that while he gave us his son he gave us everything that he had in his son
所以保罗在哥罗西书里面也讲到了
so Paul in Colossians also tells us
神所有的丰盛都在他儿子里面
that all of the fullness of God is in his son
然后在以弗所书第一章里面告诉我们
and in Ephesians chapter 1 he tells us
我们也从他得着产业
and through himWe have obtained an inheritance.
那弟兄姊妹，我问你，你得着没有啊？
And brothers and sisters, I ask you, have you obtained this?
啊，你得到了没有啊？
Have you obtained this?
你已经得到了。
You have already obtained it.
当你相信主耶稣基督的那一天
The moment you believed in the Lord Jesus.
这个福分已经在你的身上。
That portion belongs to you.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们今天的眼睛常常还是放在地上的这些物质的丰富上。
Today our eyes are still on the material things of the world.
我们对于神在他儿子里给我们的丰富呢好像我们不太在意、啊。
The abundant portion that we have in his son, it seems like we don't really see it or pay attention to it.
但是弟兄姊妹我感谢神。
But brothers and sisters, I thank my God.
我这几十年跟随主。
All of these many years of following the Lord.
我越来越经历感觉主在我里面的丰富。
I experience and feel more and more the abundance I have in his son.
我就越来越感觉到外面这些东西真的算不得什么。
And the more I realize that the material world doesn't count for very much.
弟兄姊妹有一天你会看见。
And brothers and sisters, one day you will see this.
当主回来的时候。
That when the Lord returns.
你我这些人是蒙何等大的一个福气。
You and I are truly blessed people.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
在整个万有的里面
in all of the universe,
神把他的儿子给我们
God has given us his only son,
最大最好的给
and this is the greatest and best gift.
什么叫甚至啊
What does it mean, his only begotten?
不甚至就是不惜一切的给啊就把什么都给
It means that he's given us everything.
这个我们难以想象
It's hard for us to imagine
但是我们已经得着这个福分
But we have already obtained this inheritance
愿主开我们的眼睛
May God open up our eyes to see
所以我们知道我们的神是喜欢给的神
So that we can see that our God is one who loves giving
所以今天呢我们在地上的生活中一个经历主给我们各样的丰富对不对
And so today in our own personal life and how we experience the Lord we can see his abundance
那么当然 神不仅他喜欢给，他也喜欢我们给。
And not only does God enjoy giving, but He desires that we give.
所以他保罗到，后来他知道施比受更为有福。
And that's why he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
但这句话我们都很熟啊。
And we're all familiar with this phrase.
但是我们自私的个性呢？
But our selfish nature.
我们总觉得是。得比给有福。
We always feel that it's better to receive than to give.
是不是这样吗？
Isn't it true?
啊，我们肯给吗？
Are we willing to give?
那么你看主给我们的应许是多么的大。
You can see, what God has given to us is so great.
在路加福音第六章里面告诉我们。
And in Luke chapter 6, he tells us,
你如果肯给，
if you're willing to give,
神回报你。
And God will return.
那个回报是什么呢？
What is that return?
就是连摇带按上尖下流。
It's pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
弟兄姊妹，能够领会这个吗？
Do you understand what Luke is saying?
就好像人家古时候人给你一斗米啊。
It's like the, in old days when someone gives you a bucket of flour.
啊，非那个 rice。
Rice。
啊，有人给的时候呢，是把那个斗拿来抖一抖，那么结实一点，再压一压。
So they'll take that bucket of rice and shake it up and then press it down.
然后再往上面加到那个尖到一个不能再接上，就往下流了。
And then they pour even so that there's more room to pour even more until it fills it up to like a mountain and overspills.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们相信神的话吗？
Do we believe in the word of God?
你有给的，你肯给。
If you can give,
神就要这样对待你。
Then God will return that portion to you.
这的确是很多基督徒他们的经历啊。
And this truly is the experience of many Christians.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道神创造我们这些人呢。
We know that God created man.
我们这个人是有需要的，对吧？
And as a man, we have needs.
我们要吃，要喝，要用。
We need to eat, and we need to drink, and we need to use.
啊，神也在这些事上给人类有非常丰富的供应。
And of course, God has abundantly, supplied our needs.
但这里有一件事我们必须要记得。
But here, there's something we need to remember.
就是你在世的人，你可以用，你只能用。
And what we have, we can use.
你可以，也可以给。
And you can also give.
但是你不能带走。
But you can't take it with you.
所以你死的时候一毛钱你也带不走。
So when you die, there isn't a penny that you can take with you.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天神如果在地上，在外面的物质上给我们丰富，你尽量可以用。
And today, if God has blessed us with material things, you can use it to its full capacity.
那么但是呢，我们这个人有限，用也有限，对不对？
But because man, we have limitations.
甚至我过去感觉到有很多人呢。连用都不会用啊！
And through the years, I've seen people who don't even know how to use what they have.
拥有了一大堆。
They've saved a ton of wealth.
根本不会用。
And they don't know how to use it.
那么结果呢？到死了呢，也带不走。
And to the day that they die, they can't take it with them.
所以这是人的可怜。
And this is the pitiful state of man.
生前给不出去，死后。英文钱也带不走，就是这样。
Is that you work to gain wealth, and as you have wealth, you don't need know how to use it, and when you die, you can't take a penny with you.
弟兄姊妹们，你我是神的儿女。
So brothers and sisters, you and I are children of God.
我们要认识我们的神。
We have to know our God.
今天他是怎样？
Today he is like this.
他愿意把自己把东西给出去。
He is a giver and is willing to give.
今天。我们也应当像我们的神一样学习给。
So today we need to be like our God and learn how to give.
你知道当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，
When God called Abraham,
神在创世纪十二章那里讲到，
And in Genesis 12 he tells us,
他说我要赐福给你，赐大福给你。
That I will, my blessing upon you will be a great blessing.
但是呢，我要天下的万国因你得福。
And I'll make you a great nation.
No. all the nations be benefit from you.
Oh, all the nations will be benefited by you.
Yeah. 所以呢, 神不仅是给你, 也让你周围的人蒙福。
So God not only gave to Abraham, but he allowed Abraham to give and bless all the nations.
这是我们的神,
this is our God.
这也是应该,
and this should also be like all of God's children. So may God open up our eyes.
我们感谢神,
and we thank our God.
你真的你好好地活在主里面,
if we really live well before the Lord, we truly are lacking in nothing.
大家都很熟悉诗篇三十二三篇的第一节，对不对？
We all know Psalm 23, the first verse.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, and I will not want.
所以巴望主带领我们呢，今天活在这个地上。
So may the Lord lead us as we live in this world today.
神多方面的恩待我们,
however, God abundantly leads us, and may we have freedom.
从主领受的分享出去,
what we have obtained from the Lord, we need to be willing to give.
感谢神,
we thank our God, he is a God who is willing to give.
行事的一个风格,
and this is one of the ways in which he does things.
因为为了时间我必须往下讲, 第二个点就讲到,
because of time, I need to move forward. The second point
不仅愿意给他分赐,
is that he not only is a God who gives, but he is a God who distributes things with equality.
那么我们这里读一节圣经就可以。
I just have one Bible verse I'd like to read.
请弟兄姊妹看这个罗马书,
please turn with me to Romans.
罗马书第二章,
Romans chapter 2.
第十一节,
Romans chapter 2, verse 11.
因为神不偏待人,
for God does not show favoritism.
我们的神从来不做不公平的事情。
Our God will never do things that are unfair.
他从来不偏心的,
he never shows partiality or favoritism.
哎呀,
and this is hard for us to imagine.
神的儿女成千上万,
there are tens of thousands of God's children. But yet he is equal to everyone.
他愿意把他的丰富分给所有的人。
He's willing to give his abundance to everyone. And what he distributes to each one of us is equal.
那个意思是什么呢?
What does that mean?
就是我有什么,
so what that means is what I have, you also have.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们的神是这样的神,
this is the kind of God that we have.
他有什么, 他也要你有什么?
Whatever he has, he also wants us to have.
我想圣经中呢有一个很好的故事可以说明这件事。
And there's a wonderful story that speaks about this.
如果你读撒母耳记下第九章,
if you read 2 Samuel chapter 9,
那里讲到大卫做王了。
It speaks of when King David was king.
他怎么样恩待扫罗的孙子米非波设,
and how he took care of Saul's grandson Mephibosheth.
我们知道扫罗曾经呢逼迫大卫,
you know that Saul at one point persecuted and tried to kill David.
但是大卫呢, 等他做王的时候呢, 纪念他的好朋友约拿单呢, 所以就纪念他的儿子。
But as David became king, he wanted to honor his dear friend Jonathan, and so wanted to take care of Jonathan's son, Mephibosheth.
那个时候米非波设的光景很可怜的。
And Mephibosheth was in a pretty pitiful state.
圣经记载说他又瘸腿是瘸子。
He was crippled in both legs.
他那个仆人对他也不好。
And his servants were treated him poorly.
但是大卫把他招来了。
But David called that servant to him.
大卫召他来说什么呢?
And what did David say when he called
him? 他从今天开始起,
He said, from this day forward, he said to Mephibosheth, you will dine with me regularly at my table.
那意思说我吃什么,
so what that means is what I eat, you will also eat.
哎呀, 米菲波设的, 受宠若惊, 他就趴在大卫的跟前,
and touched by what David has offered, he prostrated himself before
他说,
David.
我在你面前算什么, 我在你面前像死狗一样。
He said to David, before you, I'm like a dead dog.
但大卫说呢, 你从今天开始起,
but David said to Mephibosheth, from this day forward, you will eat at my table.
弟兄姊妹, 这一幅的图画,
brothers and sisters, this picture shows us how God leads us.
我们今天可以跟主耶稣在同样的餐桌上用餐呢。
Today we can dine at the same table as our Lord Jesus. The Bible tells us that God shows no favoritism.
神, 他说我有什么,
and God says to us, what I have, I also give to you.
你知道神不偏待人这个经这一节这句话呢，在圣经里面一共出现过六次。
And this phrase that God does not show favoritism appears 6 times in the Bible. And we know that today the salvation that we gain is the same. The Christ that Paul gained is the same Christ that we gain today. When we believe in the Lord and salvation comes to us, we can't say, well, he has more of Christ than I do. In salvation, everything is equal. Later on, when we gain that inheritance, that obtain is equal. And we thank our God.
什么叫做分赐啊?
What does it mean to have this?
就神给我们众人的东西啊, 分量是一样, 性质是一样。
This equal distribution, it means that in all things, we obtain it equally.
因为在基督里, 神把最好的都给了我们。
Because in Christ, he has already given us the very best.
因为对于神来讲呢, 一切都是上好的。
And in God's eyes, everything is good.
啊, 神绝不会说, 哎呀, 我这个东西我不喜欢, 不用了,
God will never say, well, I have no use for this, well, I might as well give it to you.
啊, 不过我这个稍微有点解释啊,
and I'll give a little bit of explanation.
今天有时候我们把我们旧的东西啊, 送给别人啊,
today, if we give our used items and gift it to someone else,
我们为的是不要浪费,
we do it in this fashion as not to waste.
但是我们的存心啊, 在主跟前要像主一样。
But the heart that we have needs to be the same as God.
啊, 我们是怎样的? 我们的心是愿意跟别人一同分享的。
Our heart should be that we are willing to be equal with others.
我们的神从来不会把不好的给我们。
Our God will never give us something that is not good.
或者赐好的东西给我们。
Or something that will corrode.
弟兄姊妹们, 我所以这样讲, 你要思想, 思想神啊。
So brothers and sisters, I mentioned this so that you can meditate on God.
这个对我们来讲是非常的有帮助的。
And this will be helpful to us.
啊, 我们知道在美国有很多, 这个慈善的事业啊, charity.
Oh. In the U.S., there's a lot of various foundations and charities.
啊, 那么我感谢主啊,
and I'm very thankful because a lot of these charities started because of their Christian faith.
所以有的时候他们把他们的家里面那个食物啊, 罐头什么拿来donate, 对不对?
And a lot of people will bring items and food from their own homes to donate.
你们原谅我这样, 我早年在西雅图的时候, 我也收过他们这些东西。
And if you allow me to say this, my early years in life in the United States, I was a recipient of the charities.
我把那罐头拿来看一看。
And I would look at the canned food that they gave me. I was really touched.
因为什么?
Because it was not items that were expired.
都是新鲜的。
They were all fresh items.
今天我们有很多时候, 那么过期的, 你不要了, 你给别人, 这不行的。
today sometimes we have this heart that, well, it's expired food, so then I guess I'll give it away.
So
we have to recognize who our God is.
你越多认识神的本性,
the more you know His ways, and His character, then our lives will be molded to be more like Him.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so this is a tremendous blessing.
神不仅愿意白白地给我们,
God not only freely gives,
丰丰富富地给我们,
and richly provides for us,
并且呢, 那个里面的分量和性质上面来讲的话呢,
and what He's given to us, the quality of what He's given to us is all the same. Maybe when we read the Bible, we don't pay attention to these things. So today, in order for you to be a good servant, you have to know what your master is like. What His ways are and His methods are.
感谢神啊,
we thank God.
我们实在是一般是蒙大恩的人,
we truly are people who are tremendously blessed.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
有很多时候我们所说的感恩,
many times the thanksgiving that we have,
不是光是几句话而已,
it's not just a few words that we utter.
我们应该是他如何我们也如何,
it should be more like, however, what He is like, we should be like. Today, the church and the world, we need to be like our God. That in our lives, we need to manifest the Lord's ways.
所以旧约圣经在讲说呢，神使摩西知道他的法则。
So that's why the Old Testament says Moses knew the ways of the Lord.
Ways. 那么以色列百姓呢，只不过知道他的作为，知道他的工作而已。
But the Israelites only knew of the works.
所以你要做一个好的仆人,
so in order to be a good servant,
你必须不仅拥有神的那个本性的荣耀和丰富,
not only do we have the glory and the nature of God,
在我们的生活侍奉里面要把这个把它显明出来,
but in our everyday life and in our service, we need to display and manifest the character and nature of God. We thank Him.
一直到今天呢,
all the way until today, we have still gained the blessings of God.
神的度量,
and God's capacity is something that we can't imagine.
所以圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible tells us,
神呢, 有日头照好人也照歹人, 对吧, 照坏人,
that God uses the sunlight to shine on the good and the evil people.
神降雨给好人也给坏人,
and He allows the rains to fall on also the good and the evil.
这都说明我们神的度量,
and this speaks to the capacity of our God.
一直到今天,
all the way until today,
世人这样顶罪, 顶撞神, 这样的犯罪,
and people have opposed God and continued to sin.
神照样叫他出日头, 给他下雨,
but God still allows the sun to shine on them and allows the rain to fall on them.
弟兄姊妹们,
and brothers and sisters and people of the world will not be thankful.
但是呢, 你我作为基督徒,
but as children of God, we need to know how to be thankful.
所以你能相信神,
so we need to believe in God.
那么你一无缺乏,
then you will lack in nothing.
所以感谢神,
so we thank God.
神今天呢，这个，让我们看见他本性中间的这许多的美丽的光景啊。
So we can see all the beauty that is in Him.
那么还有第三个点,
and the third point,
他喜欢我们跟他来分享,
is that He is a God who shares.
这个字呢，在希腊文里面呢，它直接的翻译是 partakers，有份啊。
And in certain translations, it'll use the phrase, the word partakers.
其实呢，它 意思里面有这个意思，就是分享的意思。
And the actual meaning is that we are sharing in.
这个英文字呢，今天我们用的很普遍啊。
Today it's a common word that we use.
我们常常聚会的时候，我们说，哎，你分享一点吧，那就是用。
And today when we have our meetings, we'll say, oh, why don't you share a little bit?
那么好。在这里呢，我们想有几节经文呢，我们也稍微的看一下好了。
So I'd like to point out a couple of Bible verses.
要请我们看这个希伯来书。
Please turn with me to Hebrews.
希伯来书第三章第十四节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14.
所以说我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份。
For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end.
然后我们看第六章
Then chapter 6
第四节
verse 4
论到那些已经蒙了光照尝过天恩的滋味又与圣灵有份。
In the case of those who have once been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit.
那么我们再看第十二章
and chapter 12
第十节
verse 10
深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们唯有万灵的父管教我们是要我们得益处使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
For they disciplined us for a short time as seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good so that we may share his holiness.
我们最后看彼得后书。
Then 2 Peter.
第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust.
这里中文的有份就是我们，也可以说是有分享的意思在里面。
And so pay attention to these words of being a partaker. We all share in this portion that is given to us.
我想在基督里有份。
In Christ we are partakers.
最好的一个说明啊。
The best way to depict this
就是擘饼聚会。
Is the breaking of bread meeting.
弟兄姊妹们在哥林多前书十章里面告诉我们。
And in 1 Corinthians 10 he tells us.
讲到我们同领基督的血同领基督的身体。
It says that we share in the blood of Christ and we share in the body of Christ.
你看我们分享基督的血分享基督的这个身体。
So we are also partakers in the blood of Christ, partakers in the body of Christ.
我们知道很可惜今天呢因为这个疫情的缘故。
And unfortunately because of this pandemic.
我们弟兄姊妹没有办法回来在这里一同在主面前来擘饼纪念。
We can't all come together in person to take part in the body.
当然很多弟兄姊妹在小组或者在家里面个人在那里纪念主。
Although many families individually or in smaller groups of families remember the Lord.
也是宝贵的。
And this is still precious.
弟兄姊妹我相信虽然我们的身体是分开但是我们的灵是一致的。
Although we may be distant geographically, in spirit we are still in unity.
我们持守的见证还是一个饼一个杯。
And the testimony that we still hold fast to is that it is one cup and one bread.
若是主怜悯许可我们,
and if the Lord allows,
还有一段时间, 那么弟兄姊妹们可以回到这里来, 大家一同纪念主, 那是好的无比的。
Maybe there will be a moment in time where we can all come back together to take that in that one cup and one bread.
所以这个擘饼喝杯叫我们提醒我们我们是与基督有份享受基督的。
So that bread and the cup that we take reminds us that we have a portion in Christ and we can enjoy in Christ.
那么不仅我们在基督里能够有这种的分享。
And not only do we have this partaking in Christ,
启伯来书六章四节告诉我们，我们有份于圣灵，在神灵的里面也能够分享。
Hebrews 6 verse 4 also says that we are partakers in the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Spirit.
同一位圣灵住在所有弟兄姊妹的里面。
It's that same Holy Spirit living in each one of us.
我们可以分享，从圣灵分享到他所带来的极大的福分。
And we can all share and partake in the blessing that comes from the Spirit.
啊，不仅这样。
And not only
that. 在十二章希伯来书十二章十节这里讲到。
Hebrews 12, verse 10 tells us.
我们在他的圣洁上有份。
That we share in his holiness.
哇，这个真的是我们很难以想象啊。
And this is so hard for us to imagine.
但是神愿意让他的圣洁那个来分享。
But God is willing to allow us to share in his holiness.
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们，你不要怕神的管教。
So the author of Hebrews reminds us to not be afraid of discipline.
因为我们常常犯错。
Because we often sin and commit wrong.
我们沾染世界的污秽。
And we commit wrong.
我们的生活中充满了许多败坏的事物。
And our lives are full of darkness and evil things.
所以神必须要管教我们。
So God needs to discipline us.
那么管教的结果是什么呢？
And what is the result of that discipline?
原来是分享他的圣洁。
It's actually sharing in his holiness.
所以如果你懂得了这个。
So if you can understand this.
所以今天你遇见这个难处，遇见那个打击，你就不需要难过。
So when you encounter difficulties, And trials in your life, you don't need to fear.
啊，因为我们知道我们的神不是人，不是事。
Or you don't need to be sad. We know that God is not a man.
因为他做这些事情有他的目的。
Because how he does things is with purpose.
并且那个结果是非常的荣耀。
And the result is always glorious.
让我们分享他的圣洁。
And the result is that we share in his holiness.
这个在我们经历上的确是真的，对吧？
And in our experience, isn't this true?
我们过去有许许多多败坏的行为，败坏的习惯啊。
We, in our lives, we have so many evil and terrible habits and ways that we do things.
有许多好像我们经过一个痛苦的过程，神把这个拿掉了。
It seems like sometimes we go through a period of really trying times, and then the Lord throws that away.
哎，那个结果你发现原来是带进圣洁。
And what is the result? The result is that we share in his holiness.
所以因着神的管教。
So through the discipline of the Lord,
我们基督徒的生活就变得越来越清洁了。
Then our lives become more clean.
是不是这样？
Isn't this true?
我们为着这样满心感谢神。
So for this, we should be truly thankful.
神的意念真是非同人的意念。
And the ideas and the concept of God far exceed man.
他有圣洁的性情但他愿与我们分享。
He is a holy God, yet he wants us to share in his holiness.
所以彼得到晚年写彼得后书的时候。
So Peter in his latter years, as he wrote 2 Peter.
他就告诉我们说呢，我们可以脱离那个败坏从世上来的情欲。
So he says that we can escape from corruption by the world of lust.
神那个极大的应许临到我们。
But that but we can be partakers of his divine nature.
是，结果我们与神的性情有份。
And we partake and share in his divine nature.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是何等大的一个恩典，何等大的。
This is a tremendous grace and blessing for us.
所以我们的神，他不仅用，他愿意跟人分享。
So our God not only uses things, but he is willing to share with us.
他不仅愿意给。
He's not only willing to give.
他愿意这个公平的给。
But he distributes what he has equally.
还有他愿意跟我们分享。
And he's willing to share and allow us to be partakers of him.
你我在整个前,这是蒙大恩啊。So
you and I, before our God, we are truly blessed.
我们要从心里面呼喊说,这是我们的神。
From our hearts, we should be crying out, this is our God.
这是我们的神。
This is our God.
这是你所相信的神。
This is the God that you believe in.
这是你的主人。
This is our master.
所以我们做仆人的人要明白
So as a servant, we need to know the nature of the master. We need to know the ways of the master. So in order for us to be a good servant, we need to recognize and know these things.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神所以可以跟我们分享,
God can allow us to share in what he has. Because he is determined to allow us to share in him.
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible tells us
他必须把我们摆在朋友的地位上面,
is that he wants to elevate us to the status of being friends with him. And this sharing with God is as a friend with friend.
所以在约翰福音15章15节那里, 主这样说,
so in John 15, verse 15,
我不再称你们为仆人,
he says, I will no longer call you a,
我也称你们为朋友,
I no longer call you a slave, but I will call you friend.
我想在我们的生活中, 这个是很容易明白的一件事情, 对不对?
In our own lives, I think we can relate to this.
如果你有一个好朋友啊,
if you have a really good friend,
哇,你真是巴不得什么东西都跟他来分享, 对不对?
You really are quick to want to share everything.
我们要把好东西跟好朋友分享是一点都不难的。
It's not difficult for us to share good things with our dear friends.
呵,你看在古代的时候啊,
in ancient times,
有的人呢,没有孩子,看人家家好几个孩子,你这个孩子送给我吧。
In the ancient times, when there was a couple, if they did not have kids or couldn't have kids, then their good friend with a lot of kids said, well, here, why don't you take one of mine?
哇,你的好朋友好啊,这个就给你了。
And because he's such a good friend, he's like, here, just
是吧,
take it.
这样的故事很多的。
And there are a lot of stories like,
因为是好朋友啊,
because you're good friends.
所以呢,就, 给的一点都不困难。
And so it's not difficult to give.
你看, 亚伯拉罕,
you see, Abraham was a friend of God.
所以到最后, 神对亚伯拉罕, 亚伯拉罕啊, 你要把你所爱的那个儿子献给我。
And so, so that's why God said to Abraham, you are to give me your son whom you love.
如果是我们的话呢?
If it was us,
我们很不容易啊,
it would be very difficult for us to do that.
你看, 亚伯拉罕怎么表现呢?
How did Abraham respond to this?
他虽然圣经没有记载他说话,
even though the Bible did not say that he record that Abraham said
anything,
but we can imagine
当神这样要求的时候,
that when God required this of Abraham,
亚伯拉罕说好啊,
that Abraham said, okay.
所以呢,就带着他的儿子到摩利亚山上去献祭去了。
So then he brought Isaac up to Mount Moriah.
丝毫没有犹豫,没有hesitate。
Oh, there was no hesitation.
你看为什么是这样呢?
Why is it like this?
因为亚伯拉罕这么多年跟神之间的交往, 所以摩利亚山是亚伯拉罕一生的最高峰。
So it's because Abraham walked with God for so many years, and Mount Moriah was the pinnacle of his life.
我们不要说呢,神给我们要求什么,把儿子给他,我们不可能,神给有时候给我们的,你奉献一点,我们都不肯,对不对?
And let's not even talk about you offering one of your sons to God, even if we tell you to offer a little bit of money, it's hard for us to do that.
你跟主之间的那个朋友的关系还不亲密呀。
And your friendship with God is not close enough.
如果真正亲密到一个地步的时候,
if your friendship with God is truly close,
把命打去都可以的。
Oh, you would even give your own life to him.
你看在教会历史中多少弟兄姊妹们, 他们为着主的缘故把性命都丢了。
And many Christians through history who have given themselves completely to the Lord. We thank our God. He is our good friend. So he's willing to give everything that he has to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters, we don't have much time left in this world. We really hope that we can know our master.
That
before his face, we can be a good servant of his.
我再说,
and I'll say again,
你想进天国,
if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
你只有做好仆人才能进天国,
only the requirement is that you become a good servant. So may God bless these words.
弟兄姊妹,如果你爱主,你靠近主,这些话对你来讲一点都不为难的。
Brothers and sisters, if you love God and trust in Him, these words will not be difficult for you to hear.
希望对我们所有弟兄姊妹来讲,
I hope for every single one of us,
神怎样对待我们,
it won't cause us to be in despair,
也让我们怎样对待他,
but that we would know that however God is treating us, He wants us to.
白白的领受,
to treat him and others, so whatever, how he has given to us freely, we need to give freely.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's have a moment of prayer.
主啊,我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly are so thankful.
当你借着你的话把你自己启示出来的时候,
that through your own words you reveal yourself.
我们真是感觉, 你是何等样的一位神?
We truly feel that you are such an amazing God.
这是从心的深处呼喊说, God is good.
And through this new life that we have, we do cry out that God is good.
你实在是何等的美好,
you truly are so good.
你用诸多的恩典在对待我们,
and you lead us with tremendous blessings.
我们承认我们很惭愧,
and we confess that we are sinful.
是,
we are ashamed.
因为我们很多的时候我们没有好待你,
because we have not followed you well.
我们也没有能够把你的恩典流露出去,
and we have not allowed your blessings to flow out of us.
主啊,还有不多的日子你就要回来了。
Lord, you will return soon.
让我们能越多,越过越多轻看地上的事物,
may we look more lightly upon the things of this world, but be more focused on the spiritual things, that before you we can be good servants,
好叫你国度降临的时候,
so that when your kingdom comes,
我们能在你跟前得到称赞,
then we can stand and gain your praise.
谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在,
thank you for being with us this morning.
垂听我们的祷告,
may you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
Amen. 我们下面呢,有一点报告啊,
we have a couple of announcements to make.
首先,我们周间的聚会,礼拜二,礼拜五都是在线上。
All of our weekly meetings, the Tuesday prayer meeting and Friday Bible study, will continue online.
那么下个主日呢,有波饼聚会。
Next Sunday, we will have our breaking of bread meeting as usual.
然后还有三位弟兄呢,他们要分享一下这个西安特会的信息。
And we'll also have three brothers speak on what they've gained from the West Coast Christian Conference.
我们有江孝弟兄。
John Chow,
Michael
Xie,
然后世伯弟兄,
and our brother Sibo.
那么有三个翻译的弟兄, 柯云玛丽和 Ben Chen.
And there are three brothers who will be interpreting, Kering, Mali, and Ben Chang.
请弟兄姊妹为着弟兄们的服事祷告。
Please keep our brothers' services in your prayer.
我们请大家注意一下,今天下午2点半啊,
Please pay attention that this afternoon at 2:30.
我们感谢主啊, 过去有23位弟兄姊妹受浸归在主的名下。
We're thankful to the Lord that there were 23 brothers and sisters who were baptized.
今天下午2点半, 他们有个见证聚会。
And at 2:30 today, they will have a testimony meeting.
这个也是在网上的。
And this will be online.
这个网络呢，在我们会所的那个网站上面。
And if you go to our church website, you will find the link.
还有一件事情报告一下。
One more announcement.
就在这个这是西安特会啊。
An announcement regarding the WCCC.
所有的信息啊。
And all the messages.
那我们弟兄们已经把它放在教会的网站上，有连接。
Our brothers have already uploaded them to our church website.
那么有好多弟兄姊妹想听一听呢，这是这个 youth group 的这个信息。
And if brothers and sisters want to listen to the youth meetings,
那么这个呢，现在也在网上。
And this is also on our website.
我们知道这一次这个 youth meeting 的信息也非常好。
We know that our youth meetings this time was very good.
好，那么今天早晨的聚会就停在这里。
This will conclude our meetings this morning.